So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we could do a Godzilla movie.
Oh, that's a recognizable name, and we haven't made one in a while. That checks all the boxes.
It sure does, sir, and I was thinking we could get Bryan Cranston to be in it.
Oh, he's coming hot off of Breaking Bad. He's very in demand right now. Very hot.
Yeah, he is.
He's so hot.
That's... Yeah, I mean, sure, good-looking guy.
So what happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna follow Bryan Cranston's guy, Joe Brody, right? And he and his wife work at this Japanese power plant.
Right, okay.
And there's, like, some weird seismic activity going on, so he sends his wife to go check it out, and she ends up dying.
Oh, that's fatal.
It is, and the whole plant gets destroyed. It's a huge disaster.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so then years later, Joe's son is this military bomb diffuser guy, right?
What's his son's name?
Ford.
Oh, selling your child's name as advertising spaces. Tight.
No, that's not a thing.
Sure it is. Just ask my sons, Ben and Jerry, and Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, it's not okay that you did that.
Well,
anyway, Ford comes home after 14 months and he gets to see his wife and his kid.
Right.
But then he gets a call that his father's been arrested in Japan.
What for?
Well, he broke into this restricted zone where his house used to be to recover some discs and files of research.
Oh.
Yeah, he's obsessed with what happened. He thinks the government's hiding something.
Okay, okay.
So then Ford goes to bail him out and they end up breaking into the restricted zone again.
Couldn't that have some pretty serious implications? A U.S. military guy breaking into another government's restricted zone?
I imagine it could, yeah, putting his entire career and family at risk, but the movie has to happen, so he's not gonna think about that stuff.
Fair enough.
So they get arrested again, and they get brought to this facility, and then a big monster pops out.
Oh, Godzilla?
Nope.
Oh.
And then there's this big collapse, and Joe gets hurt real bad.
Oh no, does he survive?
He does.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, so then they're in a helicopter, and Joe is in a stretcher, and that's the point he survives up until.
What?
Well, he casually dies, so he's not gonna be in the movie anymore.
He's our main guy. That's Bryan Cranston.
It was, but we gotta get him out of the movie now.
But he's gonna be our big name in all the marketing.
Well, this way we can focus on his much less interesting and charismatic son, who has less of a personal attachment to the research and story and monsters.
Okay, so Bryan's just barely in the movie.
That's right, and you know who else is barely gonna be in the movie?
Oh, please don't say Godzilla.
Godzilla!
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna follow a bunch of human characters, and also just straight up some other monsters called Mutos.
So should we maybe title the movie Muto then?
No, we should call it Godzilla, because that's how we're gonna get people to come look at our Mutos.
Oh, I don't like how that sounded.
It did somehow sound inappropriate, yeah.
So then what happens?
Well, these researchers, Vivian and Dr. Sarazawa, they decide their only hope is to talk to Ford.
Why?
Well, because they need to know what his father knew.
So why don't they go through his research and stuff?
Unclear. So then they all realize that these monsters are communicating with echolocation.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and then we're gonna see Godzilla.
Oh boy, here we go.
Kind of.
Oh.
Yeah, he's gonna be swimming and he's gonna dive under a ship and pop out on the other side.
Why does he dive under the ship? Doesn't Godzilla just kind of destroy everything in his path?
Well, this ship has an important character on it, so he's gonna avoid it.
Oh, a very considerate lizard.
So then this monster shows up in Hawaii and Godzilla shows up too to fight it.
Oh boy, we're gonna see them fight?
Yeah, but no, actually, we're gonna cut away.
Okay.
And so Godzilla starts chasing this thing off screen, of course, and they both cause a bunch of destruction.
So why is Godzilla chasing it?
Well, Dr. Sarazawa says that Godzilla's probably like a power to restore balance in the natural world.
Oh, that is quite the leap.
How'd he come to the conclusion that this giant lizard is in charge of balancing nature?
Oh, well, because I write the lines, he says.
Oh, okay, you told him to say it.
I did, yeah.
So we're gonna find out that this monster's on his way to mate with a female, and they need a bunch of radiation to do that.
Oh, kinky.
So since these monsters feed on radiation, the military's plan is to lure them out to sea with this big nuke and then blow them all up.
Okay.
But these monsters have EMP abilities, so they gotta use like an old mechanical bomb. They gotta transport it by train instead of by air.
Won't the radiation from the bomb attract the monsters to the train?
It can, and it does.
Right, that seems like an obvious thing that would happen.
Yeah, and so one of the monsters destroys the train and steals a warhead.
Uh-oh, so what does the military do with the mechanical bomb?
Well, the train's all busted now, so they gotta travel by air.
I thought they couldn't do that.
Yeah, but now they can.
Oh, okay.
And so they set the timer on this nuke for an hour and a half later.
Oh, they got it to where it needs to be? That's good.
No, they started ahead of time.
What?
Yeah, they start a timer on a nuclear bomb without any guarantee they can bring it to its destination on time. Yeah.
That's... why?
So the movie can have higher stakes than a timer.
That works. Hey, what's Ford doing through all this?
Oh, well, he's present. He's around for all... he sees it all.
Oh.
Yeah, anytime the military has a new part to their plan, he's like, hey guys, can I come along?
Shouldn't he get home to his family?
Yeah, but instead he's gonna be like, hey guys, can I come along?
What's the deal with his wife anyway? What's going on with her?
What do you mean?
Well, what about her character? Tell me about her personality.
Wife?
What?
Nurse?
Alright, but...
mother?
These aren't personality traits.
Wife, nurse, mother.
Alright.
Yeah, and at a certain point, she's gonna put her son son on a bus that's headed to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, has she not seen every disaster movie ever?
And then the Golden Gate Bridge is gonna get destroyed.
I bet it is.
But the kid doesn't die, so giving her kid up to a coworker and then just kind of running around the city aimlessly ended up being good parenting.
Oh, well, great.
So anyway, then the monsters are gonna try to settle down and start a family, but Godzilla and the humans are gonna be like, nope, and they kill their babies.
A little messed up when you phrase it that way.
So Godzilla's gonna start fighting these monsters, and sometimes we're gonna be able to see some of it through the darkness and smoke and stuff.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then Ford is gonna do a cool halo jump with some soldiers instead of trying to find his family.
Very exciting.
And Godzilla's gonna be fighting both these monsters and knocking down buildings, you know, monster stuff.
Yikes, yeah, it's gonna be tough for him to figure out how to beat them, I guess.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, eventually he starts using his atomic breath power, and so that really helps. He kills both of them.
Why didn't he do that in the first place?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
So then Ford is gonna find himself at the edge of the city with the nuclear bomb with just 5 minutes left on the timer.
Oh, so he's gonna use the one skill we've established he has and disarm the bomb?
Ah, that would have been good, but no, no.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he's got the bomb on this little whale watching boat, and he's gotta get it 20 miles away from the city.
In 5 minutes? So that thing's gotta go like 240 miles per hour?
If that's what the math is on that, sure. So then it does that, and Ford gets picked up by a helicopter, which somehow saw him in the midst of all the chaos.
Oh, well, great.
And then Godzilla walks into the ocean, and people on TV are like, is Godzilla our savior?
Didn't Godzilla cause just as much death and destruction as the other monsters?
He did, but he also killed them, so.
So he's just like the killer monster that didn't die.
Yeah, so he's a savior now.
Well, okay then.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a pretty good Godzilla movie. Who do you think we should get to play Ford in, wife, nurse, mother?
Oh, definitely two actors that would also make convincing siblings.
What?
Hey everybody, Ryan here. That's me. Thanks for watching the video.
And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature.
You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for.
There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want.
As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.